Hey, son, Sveisan. It's Jorgen Sandberg here with the Link Humans podcast. This week, we're looking at how social media and SEO can work together in perfect harmony. Let's roll this week's expert interview. Joe Turnbull, how are you doing?
Hi, very good. Thank you for having me on your program today.
Well, it's a pleasure. We've known each other for, I don't know, 6-7 years now?
Yeah, I think so. It's been a while. So, I've wanted to come into your podcast for some time, but unfortunately, I guess due to scheduling conflicts, did not make that work. But I'm glad I'm here now.
Yeah, so to inform our listeners here, I think we met sort of like on the meetup circuit in London many, many years ago. And so I started Social Media London, and you run a meetup group and events. Well, tell us all about it and also what you do.
Yes, thank you very much. So I'm Joe Turnbull, also known as at SEO Joe Blogs. And I run a meetup group called Search London. And actually, we're going to be celebrating our 6th birthday party.
Yay.
On January 30th. Yes. So we're going to be announcing the event formally this week or next. But we're going to be having some, let's say, some extra social activities, some maybe ping pong, some great speakers. And that's going to be on January 30th. I really love SEO, hence my name, SEO Joe Blogs, and I've been working in the industry for about 8-9 years, client-side, freelance, also worked agency as well. So have a good understanding of how SEO has changed and how the social media has been brought into that, as well as content marketing.
Great. And so today I wanted to look at really how SEO and social should work together. And let's start with SEO. From a top line perspective, what is SEO?
So SEO stands for search engine optimization, and it's basically making sure that your site is built in the best way possible to ensure you gain as much visibility and obviously traffic as possible. I like to call it the simple, easy option, something that people should be thinking about even before they've actually set up their website and built it. Search engine land actually refers to SEO as the natural process of getting traffic from the organic or natural search results on search engines, such as Google, Bing, and Yahoo.
Yes, I think in layman's terms, it's basically when someone has a problem to solve, they'll go to Google, and basically you want to be in those results.
Yes, they Google it, and you want to be there. You don't want to have to pay for those ads.
Right, so that's the organic side of things. And there's a whole industry around SEO, and basically that's what you do. You help companies to get up in those rankings.
Yeah, I help companies improve their overall visibility. So I think in the past it used to be about keywords. I don't think it was about keywords and improving your ranking position. Obviously, that was just for specific keywords, but obviously now we have universal search. So you can appear in image search, video search. You can also appear in direct answer. You can also appear if you're obviously with doing recipes. You can appear in sort of rich snippets markup. So now it's not just about exactly ranking. It's just about overall visibility and obviously trying to get as much traffic as possible. And obviously, as an e-commerce site. To try and convert that traffic.
Yeah, yeah. And is Google as dominant as it used to be? Because I'm thinking now, if you're on an iPhone, you're likely to search, I guess it's Siri search or Spotlight search, or Facebook, you might search in the top bar there. Where do people search nowadays?
Google is still very big in UK and obviously the US, obviously outside, for example, China, it's more Baidu. Google has a very small market share, if any, I believe there. I don't have the official stats of how the market share is in for Google, but I was actually at Brighton SEO earlier this year, actually just a couple months ago, and it was quite interesting. They had a competition Bing did on how much market share do you think Bing has now? And I was doing something like less than 5%, 10%, 15%, and so on. So Bing are actually becoming a bigger player in the market than maybe they once were.
Yeah, because they've, I'm sure I read somewhere that in the US they have 20, 25% of the market share.
Yes, it's really getting, it is getting bigger. So I was actually just, we've had, and then last, I think, 12 or so months, Bing has been obviously getting more of the pie, which is great, because it's not good to just have just obviously one, one major search engine. I think it was ComScore report. It was probably earlier this year or late last year. They were getting 21% of the search engine market share. So that's quite good. This source doesn't say if it's US or UK, but it may be US. So still quite a bigger piece of the pie than they had before.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, if you believe in free markets and competition, then use Bing, the contender.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it has to do with their Windows 10. I think their new software. So.
Ah, okay. Right. All right. And so that's SEO. And for just to get the definition of social media, what is social media really?
So social media is, according to Webster, Merriam-Webster, it's basically the electronic competition, communication through which people create online communities to share information, ideas, and personal messages. So many people think of social media as Facebook, but obviously there are many different platforms such as LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest, Google+, Snapchat. Social media is basically a relatively new way that allows a company, a brand, to directly connect with their customers.
And I think when social media came along, it was seen as the savior for brands, and maybe like the death of advertising, because it seemed like brands could reach out for free on social media. But that's, of course, has changed dramatically. Now it's a pay-to-play scenario. Where do you think social media is heading?
I think, social media as well as SEO and content marketing are really going to be heading, if not already, work very, very closely together. You can group them under sort of one big team. Social media is going to be even more important to customers and therefore to the big brands. They need to have that social media presence. I actually read an article on Adweek. These stats are a little bit outdated, but it did say that there's actually 1.59 billion people using Facebook. That was actually from figures are from December 2015. It basically says that it would be the if it was a country, it'd actually be the most populous in the world, bigger than China. So there's quite a few people using Facebook now. Not bad for someone who set it up from their dorm room back in college.
Yeah, kind of a big deal. So we have SEO and we have social media. What would you say is the, if a company's thinking, okay, should I do one or the other, or should I do both? What's the main purpose of the main benefits of SEO and the main benefit of social media?
I think really to take a step back, I really think it is important that social media and SEO work together because for basically so six main ways that they can do is, one, they help build your brand. So, for example, looking at SEO, you need to make sure that your website is built in the best possible way so that you can have the highest amount of visibility as possible. You don't have any technical errors wrong with your website. You've actually got a website, let's say. And then obviously you have social media to help sort of boost the awareness. You can run, if you want, social media campaigns through that. Some are paid, some are just running that through, let's say, promoting a certain blog post on your actual website. And when I say promoting, it's reaching out to, you don't always have to pay for that. If you have a big enough community, you can be just posting that on your wall. So there's quite a few different ways how they can obviously work together. I think, you mentioned it before about social media, the death of advertising. Well, I think really with social media, you have this ROI. It's a very clear return on investment. You can see how often like a piece of content has been shared. You can see how many people have seen it. You can also, if you were to be running an ad on social media promoting a piece of content, you would actually be able to see how much interactions that's had. So it's quite refreshing and quite good to be able to see like how has my ad actually been seen, and you can also see obviously by who, which market that was, who was the demographic as well.
Yeah, which is slightly different to Google AdWords, for instance. You can see numbers, but you have no idea about, well, you have some idea about demographics, but it's not, the targeting is nowhere near as sophisticated, I think.
That's correct, yes. So, you know, social media and SEO can work together by sort of obviously helping your brand. You know, it can also, you can be more targeted with your audience, and then you can also see that ROI as well. Who's been clicking on that? Is that a good campaign to run or not? And you can see that quite instantaneously. But yes, with Google AdWords, you can't specify for the target, the age of people, demographics. You can obviously do it for mobile versus desktop.
Yeah, it's pretty basic. And would you say that social helps you to create content, to create relevant content?
Yes, it does. That's another way that social media and SEO can work together. I would actually use social media to engage with customers, and then also, you know, you could write about what they're looking for. Obviously, how-to guides, checklists, helpful resource articles. You can then obviously share this on your social media channels. Google, you know, it rewards sites with quality content. They reward the big oligarchy, the big monopoly rewards sites when, you know, there is interaction, when people are clicking through to a site, when they're clicking through on a piece of content, and they will obviously then, you know, you will then appear higher in the rankings if you have more interactions on a piece of content than obviously someone who doesn't.
Yeah. Okay. And you mentioned earlier about content, content creation, and content marketing. How important is content for, I guess, for both SEO and social media?
I believe that content is important, has always been important for SEO, and obviously as social media has come in, it's become very key to the growth of that platform. It's just that I think in the past, you know, Google has already said, you know, we want to have good content, but I don't think they were able to. Well, they said themselves they weren't able to actually implement that. So people would sort of cheat their way into ranking higher, buying links, maybe doing keyword stuffing, making big sites when each page actually doesn't have a lot of content. So it's always been important, but it's now the change is that Google can then penalize sites that don't have it. I think you can, if you take content away from the online world, you know, someone's going to be maybe more interactive with, I mean, you take it back to offline, you know, if something was, an image was appealing, content can include obviously images and videos. If an image was appealing or it had a good slogan, then people would obviously take note of that and remember that next time they went to the into the shops or went shopping for the over the weekend. So it's something that's always been important, and it's really the fact that SEO and social can sort of help one another to promote the good content that they do have on their website, obviously on the social media platform.
And Google also looks at social shares, I believe, as a signal for ranking. Is that right?
They look at Google changed things quite a lot. I mean, I think the biggest one is around the mobile. The fact that obviously if your site is not mobile friendly, then you have an error message. This site is not mobile friendly in the search results. In terms of social media, I think maybe they're a bit frustrated with, if we just take for example Facebook, how that works. I've heard different things, whether they do or they do not take into account social signals. But what they do is that if there's obviously more interactions with a piece of content or a website, and people are clicking through, then obviously that's what they take into account. And if people have a good user experience, so obviously they come back, obviously that's another factor. If you have a fast loading page or a website, they take that into account. Obviously, if you have a mobile version of your site, then they also take that into account. So there's quite a few different factors. And they're always sort of, I think, refining that quite often.
Yeah. And this makes me think about, let's go back to like 2012, when Google, the search engine giant, when they decided to launch a social layer, so Google Plus. I remember it was really important to share articles into Google Plus and make sure that the author tags were all correct and so on, because that was seen as being a signal to Google. What's happened to Google Plus now, and is it still in any way important to either social or search?
I think Google Plus wanted to get onto the social media bandwagon. Mm-hmm. Before Google Plus, they actually had Google Buzz.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if anyone remembers that, but that did not work. Google Plus, the aim of Google Plus was also the fact that you could also make sure that authors were not anonymous anymore. So you had an author profile, and they encouraged you to fill that out, so that if you did a search for a particular blog, for example, or an article, your face would come up, and along with obviously the meta description. They dropped that, but then they kept saying that Google Plus is very important. You need to do that. But to be honest, I haven't heard much in the past year or so on sort of the advancement of it, apart from the fact that they said it's important, and they're obviously reworking some things internally. So. I suppose we need to watch the space, or maybe I should do a bit more reading and talking about Google.
Yeah, well, I think Google Photos is the one product that came out of Google Plus, which has been a huge success. But then they also launched a Google Collections and so on, which I don't think really worked. So it's, yeah, we'll see. I question why they still have Google Plus going, but there must be a plan, I hope, somewhere.
Yes, I think you're right, definitely with the photos. And obviously anyone with an Android device, these photos get automatically backed up to your cloud if, of course, you have enough storage. So I don't, so I've now been paying Google to get more storage. So they're branching out in that area.
Here's a tip for you, Joe. If you set up Google Photos, which I have on my iPhone, and if you just store the images as high resolution, not the original resolution, then they won't charge you. They will store them for free. And it's really high resolution, so more than you would need to print anyway.
Oh, maybe I'll do that. But I think I'll also need to clear out my inbox, because there's quite a few big files in there too.
So yeah, yeah.
I'll take your tip.
We all do. All right. And another angle to social media is really looking at competition, so benchmarking and so on. How can that help us?
Well, I think I would always I try and focus on obviously how you're doing, but obviously if you're we all live in a land of competitors, so I would probably take sort of maybe three of your key competitors and have a look at, see what they're doing on social media. What are they doing right? What are they doing wrong? How could you improve? Obviously, there's lots of tools and platforms out there in the industry, and you can use them to find out more about your competitors, not just what they're doing in social, but what they're doing in terms of backlinks or traditional link building, so content marketing. What are they doing in terms of how are their pages performing? So there's quite a lot that you can, I would say, look at for competitors, see what you like, don't like, and obviously do it better.
So what are some of these tools? What are the ones that you would recommend?
So I've been in the industry for a number of years, so there's so many that I would recommend. Currently, I'm working at Searchmetrics. I really like their platform. That you can basically, they have a research cloud and they have the project section. So the research cloud, you can find out what competitors are doing, and then you can put those competitors into your project and then follow them against keywords. You can see what the keywords they're ranking for, the competitors, what they're not ranking for, or what they're ranking for and you're not. So you have gap analysis. You can find out how the content's doing. You can see what they're doing in terms of social media. I've also used Majestic. Majestic is really good for, especially for analyzing links. I had to do quite a few link removals a couple of years ago, and that really helped me a lot. And there's there's a number of obviously other platforms in the marketplace that have come about because of obviously link removals, and so people can obviously use them and see what your site's doing and what other sites have been doing. I would, of course, use things like. I'd also check. I used a similar web as well before just to see overview of how the market's doing. That's quite good. Hitwise, I have used as well. They are very interesting. You can actually see, you can get quite a lot of detail from Hitwise. Their support is very good. You just need to obviously try and put the filters on. So those are just some of the ones that I would recommend. You just need to basically have the time and resources to dedicate your time or your team's time to using these and to be able to get the most out of these platforms.
Yeah, good stuff. Okay, right. So final words of wisdom. What would be your number one tip to have SEO and social media work together in perfect harmony?
Oh, how would I make sure that it works together? Well, I would say if you are setting up a website by yourself, I would want to employ an agency or a freelancer that knows about SEO and social. And you need to basically come up with a brief. What do you want for your website and how do you want social to interact with it? And you're doing SEO from the beginning and you're not obviously doing it thinking as a last minute thing. Like I've baked myself a cake. I'm going to add the icing on top. You need to incorporate every single step of the way.
Okay, great. Now, finally, where can our listeners find out more about yourself and Search London? And where can they connect with you?
Great. Well, thank you for that. Well, I'm on Twitter. I'm SEO Joe Blogs. That's JOBLOGS. I'm also running the Meetup Search London, and that's on meetup.com/search. London. We have events every 6 to 8 weeks in central London. And it's for people that are in the search industry. You can find out about what's going on in the industry itself. We're going to have some drinks actually as well, December 6th, if you'd like to come along. And we're having our sixth birthday party January 30th. So yeah, that's my Twitter account and the meetup. I also actually run London Blog Club, took that over. So just trying to sort of get a few meetups arranged. And you can also find me on my website, SEOJoeBlogs.com, which has been optimized for SEO.
Right. Sounds like you're spinning many plates. Well done. Okay. So Joe Turnbull, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me on the show today.
Okay, I hope you got a lot out of that chat, and everything that we discussed will be in the show notes article, and of course, all the show notes articles are available at linkhumans.com/podcast. Now, finally, if you'd like to be on the podcast, just like Joe was, just send me an email at jorgen@linkhumans.com, and we can take it from there. That's it for this week. Many thanks for tuning in, and I will catch you next time.